Today we're talking One World Goods. My guest is Karen Marlette Choi. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome. Get close. Get right on that mic here. Okay. We want to hear you talking about One World Goods. Now, Pittsford Plaza.
Yep.
Been there quite a while now.
Yes. We've been in Pittsford Plaza for over 25 years, I believe. We've been in business for 34.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What was the original intent of the mission, let's say?
I think the mission hasn't changed a lot, but it originally was started by a group of church women who wanted to help international artisans sell their product. It even before we were involved, it started off as a relief program through the Church of the Brethren down in Maryland. They wanted to help do war relief for women and families in Europe. And that's how it, I mean, ultimately this whole concept started. But by the time we were involved, it morphed into just helping people mostly in the global south make a living. You know, they don't have the infrastructure and social programs that we have here in the United States. So a lot of people just don't have a means of support or income. So that's how it kind of got started.
So you're basically supporting artists and craftspeople all over the world.
Yes.
And how do you source these items?
All right. We are a fair trade store. And so all of our items are sourced through organizations and companies here in the United States who are vetted by the Fair Trade Federation.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have a long application process in order to be certified. And so we then go onto their website and see all of the different companies that are fair trade certified so that we don't personally do the vetting. We allow another organization to do it. Kind of like, you know, the for organics,
foods
and stuff.
Sure.
So the organic tilts, they vet and they have a process for foods and stuff. So it's the same kind of thing for the Fair Trade Federation. They're just looking at, you know, how are the items made by these artisans? Are they in sweatshops? I mean, all of our artisans are not in sweatshops. One of the main goals is to keep artisans in their ancestral homes rather than going into these big overcrowded cities where, you know, there was that garment factory disaster years ago where all those people were working and it collapsed. Yeah. So the idea is to try and keep people doing what they already know. A lot of these people have traditional crafts and methods of doing anything from needlework to ceramics, stone carving. So letting them do what they've done for possibly centuries, but making it in a way that we can sell them here in the United States.
So I know you have clothing, you have crafts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you have food stuff?
We do. So we have coffee, chocolate, we have olive oil, and did I say chocolate?
Yeah, you said chocolate.
Chocolate-covered coffee beans, which is a popular thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
You can eat a coffee bean?
Yeah.
It's a roasted
coffee bean, and then it's coated in chocolate.
I mean,
it's
I've really seen it in my espresso before and stuff like that.
Right.
I didn't know I could eat it.
You could just pop it in your mouth and chew it, yeah.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So this, you guys are a not-for-profit organization.
We are. A lot of fair trade organizations are no longer nonprofit. It was kind of the model in the beginning, but a lot of them is, you know, there's no reason why regular business can't be ethical.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so we're one of the last surviving nonprofits. We're run by volunteers. They help us run the store.
Sure.
We have paid management. I'm one of them. There's four of us.
You got to pay the rent.
We do have to pay the rent.
Pittsford Plaza doesn't come for nothing.
Right, for sure. So, where were we?
Talking about not-for-profit.
Not-for-profit, yeah. So, we're not-for-profit.
Okay, that's cool. This is fine. Okay, so I got to ask you, I told you, I checked your Facebook page out. And you people, if you want to get an idea, because this is the one thing I know about One World Goods, and I've been there before, is if you're looking for something special, something different, you know, some person that you just don't know what to get. But if you want to get something with like a story behind it,
right?
You know, you can go, and you got quite the story with the elephant poop paper. You know I was going to bring that up.
Yes.
Explain elephant poop paper.
Okay. It's called, the company's called Mr. Ellie Poo, and it started in Sri Lanka. And the farmers there were having problems with elephants eating their crops and just literally smashing them and tramping right over them,
sure,
because elephants
yeah.
can just go through anywhere. You can't stop an elephant. So they were killing the elephants. We kill the deer or whatever
right.
get in our way. So, but we don't want to kill elephants. You know, their numbers are
exactly.
dwindling. So they came, I don't know his name. This man came up with an idea that said to use their poop to make paper. Now, elephants eat trees and leaves. That's all they eat. So their poop is basically just organic plant material. So when they poop it out, it's already kind of processed the way you would process stuff commercially to make paper. You
so
know,
there's a few more steps before it gets to Pittsford Plaza.
Yeah. We are not dealing. So they clean it up, they boil it, it's all clean, and then they mash it up and they, make paper out of it. And so it's created some value of having the elephants around. So now, they're preserving the elephants because they're able to earn an income from their poop.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. And their farms, they're dealing somehow.
So, It says here that people can get involved.
Yes. We do have lots of volunteers who help us run our store. Since COVID, we've lost a lot of volunteers.
Sure,
just because,
so if somebody's retired or just has a lot of spare time on their hands and they just want to socialize with people.
Yeah.
Of course, with their masks on.
Yes.
Currently.
Yeah. We're not taking any applications now. It's a busy season because we're busy. Too busy to train a new volunteer. But in the new year, we'd probably be taking some volunteers. Other ways you get involved is just to be a customer, because the more items that we sell, the more we can buy from those artisans. And then it's a cyclical thing, and they're getting more income.
Do you have one artist that really stands out that you can't get enough of their stuff?
Well, this season we are having a big run on alpaca, their stuffed animals.
Oh, right,
the alpaca fur is shaved, and they put it on these animals, and they are the softest thing ever. And people are just snapping them up. We have them really little to quite large, and I don't know.
Well,
it's the product this year.
You touch you pat one of those guys, and just know that.
Yeah, your anxiety melts away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you get it sourced locally, or do you get, isn't,
so
they're from South America, right?
Yes, these alpaca items are from Peru, from true source of where alpacas live. Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You have partnerships locally, too. I saw Mary Cariola mentioned on your cheat sheet you gave me.
Yes, Mary Cariola.
What do you do with them?
They make greeting cards.
So
it's a skills training program.
Sure.
And they stamp and emboss greeting cards. They're fairly inexpensive, and we carry those in the store. Quite popular, actually.
And does some of the money go back to Mary Cariola?
Yeah, we pay them for their items.
Oh, that's very cool.
As a donation, I believe.
So many cool things. What else what am I missing here, Karen? Anything else you want to tell people about One World Goods and why they should at least check it out, right?
I guess at least right now you should come down, because I consider us the Christmas store in Rochester. We have the best variety of ornaments. We've got ornaments from all over the world. We have glass blown ornaments. We have ornaments made out of banana leaves. We have ornaments made out of alpaca. We've got beaded ornaments that are started out as soda bottles, glass soda bottles.
Cool.
They make the beads, and then they make these cool ornaments. It's endless, the variety of ornaments. Garlands made out of palm leaves, palm leaf stars. We have wool, lots of felted ornaments.
So clothing-wise, you have just about everything, right?
We have some clothing, and not as much this year.
Okay, because I remember there was shirts and sweaters stuff like that last time I was in there. It's been a while since I've been in.
But we just recently did get a shipment of adorable wool cotton blended sweaters for children. They're really cute, kind of a woven fabric. We do have some fleece items that I just got in from Nepal. For women, jackets with real printed collars. And we have a lot of hats, gloves, scarves, mittens, of course.
I do remember that part.
Yeah, and those are all, a lot of them are alpaca or wool. They come from Peru, Bolivia, and Nepal. We have blankets from Ecuador that have been really popular. They're just these fluffy blankets and bright, beautiful colors.
I was just going to say, very colorful,
yeah,
right?
Colorful. Yeah, colorful. That's one thing. It's really nice to go to. I love going to my job because it's colorful there all the time.
And toys.
Toys. Yeah, we have some fun baby toys, little peekaboo toys. We've got knit dolls of like ballerinas and sheep and beavers. And you name it, they've thought of it. They have lots of little knit animals.
People should check out your Facebook page because you do a video about this one really noisy toy, saying that grandparents should buy it for their grandchildren to make their their kids happy with that very noisy toy.
Yeah, we've got lots of instruments that come, we get them from all over the world. Some pianos from Africa and little spin drums,
the
from
spin
South
drum,
America.
That was the one
we've got bells and tambourines and a lot of fun things. And it's always the aunts and the grandmothers who want to buy those things because they're like, oh, this will drive my daughter crazy.
Little revenge toys.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's excellent.
Yeah, but we have musicians come in and actually buy some of our instruments for percussion and stuff.
Yeah, if they're
that.
Looking for a special sound some reason, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
One World Goods, Pittsford Plaza. Everybody knows where that is, right?
Yeah.
I think so. 3349 Monroe Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's fair trade. The merchandise is amazing. Artisans from around the world are represented. How far, is it the whole world? Is there pretty much something from everywhere in there?
We're pretty scattered. We actually have a map in our store that shows where we are. We have over, I think, 50 countries.
Okay.
Some we might only get one product from them.
Sure,
and others we get lots. It's mostly the Global South, again. We used to get stuff from Russia and the Eastern Europe. We don't get anything from there right now. We had a contact that we lost. We used to get like the nesting dolls. We can't get that kind of thing anymore. So a lot of South America, Central America, African countries. I guess that's about it.
But
we get some stuff from the U.S., a women's, like a recovery program for women and out in Colorado. They do like skills training, and so we get the Bean Project. And so we get soups and soup mixes and spice mixes from them. So that's from the U.S.
Soup mixes, never thought of that.
Yeah, like they're all dried. You just add a few ingredients and water and cook it up.
That sounds like
so we have gift baskets.
I could even do that.
Yeah, we have gift baskets that include that kind of thing, too.
All right. Well, I suggest if you just have somebody hard to buy for, you have somebody that's world conscious, that cares about the world that we live in and supporting, people in the middle of nowhere compared to here, right? That One World Goods is a really cool place to shop. And if you want to get a little taste of it, you can go check your Facebook page out.
Yeah.
Do you have a website as well?
We do have a website. It's oneworldgoods.org.
Is it O-N-E?
Yeah.
One World.
Yes.
One, yeah, not
yes.
the one.
Yes, spell
the,
it all out.
Yes,
One World.
One World Goods.
O-R-G.
Now, can they shop online as well?
No.
Okay.
We don't sell online. That's one thing we don't do.
Right.
We are an in-person shop.
Karen Marlett Choi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You still have a busy season ahead of you here.
We sure do. The busiest is coming up right now. That's where I'm heading next.
If you're looking for something special, One World Goods in Pittsford Plaza, check it out. Say hi to Karen, and thank you for coming in. Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.